This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Thursday, May 1st. Welcome to a new month. We are ready to go. And of course, we'd be remiss if we didn't play this. Yes, it is May. It's not going to be. It's May.
It's already May.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. I can't believe it's May. And I can't believe that it's almost the weekend. I feel like not only has this year flown by, but this week has kind of flown by.
See, I feel like this has been the slowest week in the history of weeks. I am just like, get to Friday already. Maybe it's just because I've had a lot going on. Sometimes they go slower when you don't have too much going on, or I don't know. It just depends. But I know this month is a busy one for you because your birthday is this month.
It is.
And your husband's birthday is this month. So are you guys excited about that?
We are excited. We're not doing too much. We're going out to karaoke one of the nights, and then I told you about a family member who has been trying to go in our birthday plans, and it's James's family member, and the weekend of the 30th is my husband's birthday, and it's also the Kendrick Lamar and SZA concert. And they're like, oh, we heard you're going. We'd love to meet you guys there. Also, dinner on us. And we're still not sure how to say no flat out. So we just keep saying, oh, we're busy. Oh, we have things with other friends. And when the weekend comes, I already know that family member is going to be like, okay, we're here. Where are you guys?
Oh, geez. I think at this point, you have enough time to axe that. You just gotta, it may not feel good to them, but I think at this point you just gotta say, hey, we are jam-packed that weekend and unfortunately we're not gonna be able to make it work out, but please let us know next time you're in town so we can plan ahead. Unfortunately, our plans booked up fast this month or something like that, you know?
Yeah, no, we've been saying that.
They still don't take no for an answer.
They're not taking no for an answer.
I think that's when you have to say, and I've had to say this before, and it's uncomfortable, but it works. I'm sorry, but you're going to have to take no for an answer this time because we have no time.
Oh, jeez. Oh, and that's going to be on James because that's James's family member.
Yeah, that's all on him. Yeah. That's all on him.
And how are you today?
I'm good. I'm ready for the weekend. I've got a kind of a busy weekend. So my daughter, she finally got back in town last night. She was gone on a school trip to Orlando. So I know she's got a ton to catch up on, and I've got to help her with all that stuff. Tomorrow night, we have the Vegas Thrill game.
Yes.
So I'll be hosting that. Then Saturday, we're going to go see Sinners. I'm really excited about that. You're just kind of on the fence, I know. But I against your suggestion to skip it, I'm going to go ahead and check it out. But I'm looking forward to that. And then on Sunday, another Vegas Thrill game. So it's like already a jam-packed weekend for me.
Okay, when you're done with the movie Sinners, either you can text me and tell me what you think, or if you want to come on the show Monday and let us know what you thought of it.
I'll definitely do that on the show, for sure.
Cool.
For sure,
all
yeah.
Right. Then I'll be patient.
Yeah, or I can text you too. If you need a preview, I'm happy to let you know my thoughts on it.
Okay, or both, yeah. I really want to know, and I want to know what other people thought of it too. Mostly people loved it. There are some stragglers like me that was like,
It sounds like it might not be for everyone.
But yeah.
Was funny last night though. You know how I've been on this like hunt for Labubus and stuff, and trying so hard to get myself a Labubu. Well, every day I go on the Pop Mart website just to see if they do a surprise drop. So last night I jump on there just to check. Of course, it's still sold out, but they're doing a live stream, and they do that a lot where they do a live stream and they highlight certain things, and then they'll just do like random drops. So I text my daughter Sophie. I'm like, hey, Pop Mart's doing a live stream. Maybe they'll do a drop. So she's like, oh, okay, I'll jump on. So she jumps on. I jump on. We're watching this poor girl. I'm like, get her some water. She has to keep talking and talking and talking about all these different things. And then she goes, oh, what? Oh, we do. Okay. And like, she's talking to someone off of the camera. Okay, in about 2 minutes, we're going to be dropping some Labubus, and we're like, oh my gosh, a drop is coming. And so we're sitting there like on our computers, like ready to scoop these up, and they dropped them. I had two in my cart, and then they...
No.
Sophie got three, though.
She did?
She did. She got three. Yeah, it was so funny. I was like, why are we... What has happened in my life? Where I'm trying to get a plushie keychain.
You know what?
Like,
God,
my life depended on it.
Like, we've been talking about these Labubus, and if you don't know what it is, it's like a keychain and they're ugly. For me, they look so ugly, but you love them. But yesterday you said something within the matter of Labubus have 9 teeth. Isn't that what you said?
Yeah, the real Labubus, not the Lafufus.
Like,
the
how do you know that they have 9 teeth?
That's just like how you know they're the authentic ones, although the dupes are getting really good. They're hard. But they have 9 teeth and 3 toes. That's how you check. And so, I've been to stores all over Vegas trying to find them. Every time I go, they're out. And so, I was like, oh my God, Sophie got 3 Labubus. So, we're really excited about that.
Did you get to see the text that just came in about Labubus?
Yeah, I've been there. People are telling me stores to go to see. I've been there 3 times, actually, and they were no stock every time I went. So we'll probably go there again today. There's a store in Shanghai Plaza, and they have them from time to time. It was funny when we walked in the other day. My husband was with me, and he goes right up to the girl. He goes, Labubus? She goes, nope. And we're like, okay, bye.
She's trained and conditioned.
She knows. So, all right, let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Rehab by Amy Winehouse?
Just try to make me go to rehab. I won't go.
Want to hear Real World by Matchbox 20?
Sweden, what did you hope to learn about here? If I was someone else, would this all fall apart? Strange, where were you when we started this game?
Or do you want to hear Buttons by the Pussycat Dolls?
Loosen up my buttons, baby, but you keep running. Say what you gonna do.
Those are your choices. You can vote right now. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, which is Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. So yesterday, one of our amazing listeners came by to the radio station to pick up her diamond pendant that she won in Beat Mercedes. Her name's Brenda. She was so sweet. And I it was so cool because Michael was here. We presented it to her. And I think she was genuinely excited to win this pendant. And it was gorgeous.
Beautiful. And her energy was just so like upbeat.
Oh, man. She and I we just kept laughing. We kept hugging each other. And so as she's leaving and we're saying our goodbyes, she turns around to me and she was very sweet. And she is like, oh, Mercedes. Yeah, I don't even remember how she said it. She's like, oh, you're so pretty, Mercedes, or something like that. And she goes, you look just like those girl chipmunks from the cartoon. And I was like, wait, what? I thought I heard her wrong. I was like, chipmunk? And I was like, huh? And she doubled down. She's like, you know, like you look like the cartoon chipmunks. And when my kids and I listen, I always tell them you're the lady that looks like the chipmunk. And I was like at a loss for words. I did not know what to say at that point. I was like, oh, thank you. I've never been told that I look like someone's childhood animated rodent. But here we are. And the crazy part is I was thinking about it all day yesterday. I was like, do I look like a chipmunk? And so I asked ChatGPT which animal I resembled. And ChatGPT doesn't like to give you an answer with that. But they kind of gave me a weird kind of allusion to the fact that I look like a cross between a panther and an owl.
What?
Yeah, a panther and an owl. And it sounds cool until you see the horrifying AI-generated photo it gave me. I still haven't recovered.
Can you please send that to me?
It's so scary. I was like, what is this? But so have you ever been told you look not like someone, but like something? I don't know that I've ever been told that I look like a chipmunk before.
So I needed to clarify, and I had Brenda's number. So I texted her asking her, Brenda, I loved having you in studio. Can you also clarify which chipmunk that Mercedes looks like? And she goes, from Chippendale. I couldn't think of the name when I was at the radio station, but here's the one. She screenshotted the picture, and she's like, I'm so sorry. It's not a chipmunk. Found out she's actually a mouse.
A mouse?
You look like a mouse.
Another rodent.
Yes, another rodent. And the name from Chippendale, her name is Gadget. So Gadget from Chippendale is who you look like.
Oh,
and
my
swear
gosh.
To you, you look just like Gadget from Chippendale.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to look. I don't even want to look. But I am like, oh, my gosh.
She is so cute. I can see the resemblance. You kind of have big eyes. So Gadget has really big, beautiful eyes. The way that she styles her hair, Gadget, is so cute. I can see the resemblance in your hair, and just overall the demeanor of just like this perky cute little cute girl that looks like you.
Okay, well now you're selling me on it a little bit, but it's just like so, it's so funny because I don't think I've ever had someone tell me that. Like I remember once a friend of mine said that Sarah Jessica Parker looks like a foot.
What?
That her face looks like a foot.
Like the top of the foot or the bottom of the
foot? The bottom of the foot.
Aww.
And I was like, I don't think that's true, but, you know, have you ever been told that you look like something, not someone?
I remember someone said that I look like a giraffe because my long arms and my long legs, and that was my brother.
Well, your brother's going to say anything he can to hurt your feelings. Okay, are you prepared? I'm about to send you the picture that ChatGPT generated of me. Being a panther / owl.
Let's do it.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It's even wearing the dress and the necklace I was wearing yesterday.
No
it's,
kidding.
It's the most frightening thing you'll ever see.
Oh my God. Why does this panther and owl look like a something from my nightmares?
It is the scariest thing. So yeah, yesterday was a huge reality check for me. Like, okay, I need to change my skincare routine or something because this is not working.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6:03. It is Thursday, May 1st. Welcome to a new month and...
It's gonna be May.
Hopefully you didn't hear that too much yesterday.
I love it though. I like seeing it every time around this year, time of the year.
Someone told me that we need to switch it to "As Long As You Love May" if you're a Backstreet Boys fan.
Is that what they say, May? As long as you love
as
May?
As long as you love me. It's me, but you know.
Well, yeah. So we could use both.
So yeah, maybe we have another option when it comes to it's going to be May. But yeah, it wouldn't be a May if you didn't hear that. So we're talking about our weekend plans this weekend. I am so ready to like chill. I'm still kind of upset about something that happened last weekend. So we were meeting some friends for dinner. I think I told you about that. And we had a nice time, but it just started off on the wrong foot because we're driving to get dinner with them. And the reservation is at 6 o'clock. Yes, we eat like senior citizens. It's like so early.
Well, more like closer to 5, but yeah, you're right there.
So we're driving and we picked this specific restaurant because we had a gift card from there, a $500 gift card.
Oh my God.
That we were gifted. Yeah, it's crazy. So I was like, we got to use this gift card. There's no way the two of us will just use that. So like, let's use it for the four. So we're driving down there. And have you ever, what's the dumbest reason you've been embarrassingly late to something? We're driving. We're at the 95 and Summerlin Parkway. And I go, I forgot the gift card. I look at Matt. We're on the freeway and we're going to the strip. And he's like, what do you want me to do? I'm like, we have to go back and get it. We're not going to go eat at this expensive restaurant and not bring this gift card.
You are bringing a $500 gift card. Of course, you're turning back.
I was like, oh my gosh. So he just veers like all the way over to get off on Jones. And then we like, we backtrack. So I text them. I'm like, you guys, I am so sorry. We forgot the gift card. We're going to be late. And they were really cool about it. But it just made it so much more embarrassing because now we're not just late, but we're cheap and late.
That's what I was going to say. Did they know that you were buying?
Yes.
Okay.
We just said, hey, we have a gift card that we can use because I didn't know what it was going to cost. But yeah. I was like, you know, 500 of it is on us, you know. But we got there a half hour late. And the guy friend, when we get there, he was so mad at us. But in a joking way, he goes, do you know how much money you just cost me? And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, well, his wife's not there. She's like, she decided to go shopping. And because it was at one of those stores in one of the fancy malls. She comes back with a brand new purse that was from a luxury place.
You're kidding.
He's like, thanks a lot for being late. I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
I can imagine your friend, the girlfriend, that she's like, oh they're going to be late. I'm going to go shopping, walk around, comes back with like $1,000 purse.
She was so happy. She's like, thank you guys for being late. Look at what I got. I'm like, oh my gosh. It was, yeah. So I'm ready for a chill weekend where I feel like there was so much drama over the weekend.
Lesson learned. Do not forget the gift card.
Gosh, please don't. There was no way we were not going to use that.
Oh, no. You're turning back and you're waiting an hour, 2 hours even. I'm going back for that $500 gift card. Oh,
well, we have a lot going on today on the show. Of course, we've got your tickets to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll. It's going to be a huge concert this weekend over at Allegiant Stadium. Your tickets on the way with the Mega Minute right at 7:30. We've got Matt Rife tickets at 8:20 with Heads Up and an early edition of Heads Up in a couple of minutes for your Vegas thrill passes. But right now, we are going to get to what's trending. She hasn't dropped an album in years, and now Lorde is back with one that she says is 100% written in blood. Plus the cover art that will have you doing a double take. That's coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Now we have Lorde trending this morning. Yes, she is back. This is very exciting. I feel like this is a whole new era for Lorde here. She, after a long wait, she's officially announced her fourth album. It's called Virgin, and it's arriving on June 27th. And she revealed the news via her website along with Have you seen the cover art?
I kind of briefly saw it, and I'm like, oh, she's talking about it, and then I kept scrolling.
The blue-toned cover art that does not feature her image, which is actually a first since her 2013 debut, Pure Heroine. The cover is a literal x-ray of a pelvic region, and you can see an IUD in there.
Okay.
And there's something else. I don't know what the other thing is.
Let me see.
If you look at it, let me know what you think. Is that a belt?
I think so.
Okay, because I was like, what's that thing on top? It's just so bizarre.
Okay, yeah. And now I'm looking more into it. I see the IUD. I see that looks like a belt, but it also kind of looked like one of those selfie sticks at the same time.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is. If you want to take a look at it, give us your take. She describes the album as raw, primal, elegant, and clear. She says, like bathwater, windows, ice, spit. She's going out there. If you missed it, her first single, what was that? That came out after she dropped the music video that she filmed in New York City with real fans in Washington Square Park. What do you think of this song? Let's listen to it for a second. Well, I want you just like that. Into your hands, we're in a sandstorm and it knocks me out. I didn't know then that you'd never be enough. Oh, since I was 17, I gave you everything. Now we wake from a dream. Well, baby, what was that? Ooh. I know she gets compared to her a lot, but I'm getting like Charlie XCX vibes on
yeah.
this. But and I say that in a complimentary way. I actually really like that.
I love Lorde. One of the reasons why I also studied abroad in New Zealand was because I know Lorde is from there. And that was during the time of when Royals first came out.
Oh, yeah. And yes. It was such a huge song.
Love her. And I also think like there's something about her cover photo album cover arts. Like, remember her last album? It was Solar Power. Or it's like Solar Forever.
And Solar Power.
Solar Power?
Yeah.
Was her... Okay, and then the cover photo was of her in a bathing suit jumping over the camera. And you could, like, see her butt and everything.
Yes. She likes to kind of get people talking yes. about her album covers. So, yeah, this is her first full album since Solar Power. And according to her, it's all about full transparency. So, new music, new album from Lorde, and that is what's trending. All right, it's time to win. Who wants to go check out the Vegas Thrill? We've got your 4-pack of tickets to see them play the Orlando Valkyries at Lee's Family Forum on Friday night. Right now, with Heads Up, you just have to pick your category. And when you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, these tickets are yours. Caller 20, you're playing Heads Up right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's talk to Christy. Christy, your caller 20.
Yeah. Woohoo!
Let's do this. We want to get you a 4-pack of tickets to check out the Vegas Thrill game tomorrow night. It's going to be a fun time. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Babe Ruth or Money Matters?
Money Matters, I think.
Okay, April was Financial Literacy Month. So these are all things that are associated with finances, okay?
Okay.
Now we just need to get 6. We've got plenty of time to do it. Let's make this happen.
Yes, you guys got this. All right. Your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
You might have a checking one of these, and then you might have a what?
Saving?
Yes. This is, I need to borrow money, so I'm going to take out a...
Loan?
Yes. This is everything that I own. These are my what?
Assets?
Yes. This is when they take a portion of your paycheck and put it in an account to invest. It's your what?
Oh, 401k.
Yes. This is, you might buy these really cheap and then they get worth a lot of money. Blank and bonds. Bonds. Blank and bonds. Celery comes in these. Celery comes in these.
Socks.
Yes. This is when you borrow money, you have to pay them to borrow it. So this is their what?
Interest.
You can give it to her.
It's the same thing. So you got it. Christy, congratulations. Way to pick up on my stocks audible. I was like, I'm going to make her say this word. I don't care how it's spelled. You did it. Congratulations.
That's great. Thank you. Thank you so much.
We'll see you tomorrow night at the Vegas Thrill Game. We have a 4-pack of tickets for you to come check them out. They're playing the Orlando Valkyries at Lee's Family Forum, and you are going to be there. Thank you so much for listening. And coming up next, have you ever been injured in a way that is kind of embarrassing? Well, someone on this show has recently, and let's just say they're sitting differently lately. We'll talk about it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. You have been on this workout kick lately.
I have, and I've been loving it because not only am I getting going to all these gyms, but I'm getting all these gyms for free because I'm using all my friends' guest passes.
That's the best way to do it.
Exactly. And then on Monday, I took one of my first cycling classes ever. The last time my first ever cycling class was 5 years ago. And then I got back into it because my friend invited me. So I'm like, heck yeah, let's go do this cycling class. I'm excited. But what I didn't realize until after the fact was I injured myself. And I didn't realize it probably till the day after. I knew I was going to be sore, like on my thighs and my legs. But there's a part of me, let's just say, I'm not sitting comfortably.
Your hoo-ha?
My hoo-ha's hurting.
Your hoo-ha.
And I vividly remember when it happened. So during cycling class, and if you've never taken it before, it's so fun, high energy, my adrenaline's rushing. And there was a part of class where the instructor's like, all right, you're going to sit on your pedals and then sit back down on your saddle. And we're going to the beat. We're like up and down and up and down. And we're doing that for like a minute straight. And I'm into it. I'm like, oh yeah, this is my first class in a long time. I'm going to crush it. Next day, I go to sit down here at the station. I'm like, oh, my hoo-ha.
Oh, man.
It's hurting.
And what can you do? Maybe some ice? I mean, you bruised the biscuit.
I bruised the biscuit. And I don't know. I think it's just going to take some time.
Maybe next time you ask the instructor to play a more gentle playlist, you know? There's fewer pelvic assaults to certain artists, you know, Pitbull, lots of pelvic assaults, you know, you're like, I took spin. I get it. There are certain songs that generate more movement than others.
Yes. I think it was Lil Wayne's Amelie. And these were like going up and down. I'm into it. But man, if like Lord Royals was on, up and down.
That way you're a little more kind to your areas.
Yes.
Have you ever had a really embarrassing injury? Casey, good morning. What happened to you?
Hi. So I can still hear the music. I don't know why. Can you hear me?
Yeah. What happened to you?
Oh, I'm sorry. So my kid had a bouncy house, and I'm a dork, and I love to play with the kids. So I tried. And it had this ladder, and I was like all the way up to the top, but it was hard because I was not in shape. And so my kids are like all literally around me cheering me on, and I missed one of the rungs on the ladder.
Oh no.
And I felt my ankle like snap, and I felt all the way down. It was my 4-year-old birthday. My like 12-year-old had to help me out of the bouncy house.
Oh, that's so embarrassing. Because I get what you're saying. Like, you look at these bouncy houses and you're like, and same thing with trampolines. Like, this looks like fun. Let's try it. And then you're like, oh, huge, huge mistake.
Don't do it. Don't do like me when my mom has a trampoline in the backyard and my nephews are like, let's go do backflips on the trampoline. I'm like, do you want me to throw out my back just by jumping?
I know. It's so bad. Like, that's how you know that you've hit that point in life where you look at these things with concern instead of fun, you know?
Yes.
And now, poor Steph, she is left with trust issues with a bike seat. Yeah.
Will I be taking a cycling class again? Debatable.
I think you're just going to stay in the saddle this time.
Me too.
All right. Well, coming up next, we have the Hot Three. A lot to talk about this morning, including this is really interesting. So we've been talking a lot about like some of the space people that went up there, the celebrities and stuff. And Katy Perry says like all the talk about that has really left her battered and bruised. More on that. Also, this drug that a lot of people are trying to get their hands on is going to become more affordable very soon. And excessive use of this in your text messages can reveal some interesting facts about someone. All of this is coming up next in the Hot 3.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So everybody is still talking about that Blue Origins flight that went up with Gayle King and Katy Perry and a bunch of other people. And Katy Perry, she's had a rough ride lately, from backlash over her album and then her Lifetimes tour to the Blue Origin space trip. She didn't directly address the rocket ride drama, but she did say in a heartfelt reply to a fan page that she admits to feeling battered and bruised, adding that when the online world tries to make me a human pinata, I take it with grace and send them love. In her words, no one can make you believe something about yourself that you don't already believe about yourself. And she assured her fans that she's okay. She says, I've done a lot of work around knowing who I am, what is real, and what is important to me, proving that she's not going to let those haters get her down. But she has been a lot under fire a lot lately for things. And it's a good reminder that before you make those comments, and this is something I have to tell myself too, because you'll get judgy, like we all do it. Mm-hmm. And before you thinking those thoughts is one thing, but saying them out loud or posting them, that's just something completely different. And there's a human being behind that.
And I don't know if it was clear or not if Katy Perry paid for her trip to the Blue Origins trip, but I mean, just think about it. You're a celebrity. You get offered to do this once in a lifetime trip that no one's really ever done before. I mean, honestly, without thinking twice, it's like, oh my God, yes, I'd love to do it. But celebrities are criticized for every single thing that they do. It's like, look, I get the backlash. I totally understand. It's not what it's really. We have other problems, basically, that we need to be focusing on. But it's like, give the girl a break, please.
Yeah, it's really hard to sit back and say like, oh my gosh, how, you know, she can't dance on her Lifetimes tour and da 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 da. But mm-hmm. It's like, you're seeing one snippet of what is probably a 2-hour show.
Right.
And it, like, I don't know. Can you dance on her Lifetimes tour? You could, but I couldn't.
Oh, we can audition together. We can teach you how to Dougie.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to get that at some point. I'm going to get that. Let's see. Also this morning, the makers of the popular weight loss drug Wegovy, they say they're going to make the drug more affordable and more available. The Denmark company Novo Nordisk says that it's going to be collaborating with telehealth companies that provide compounded or off-brand drugs that act the same way as Wegovy. I guess it's in a click pen. So they say this will be a much cheaper version. The company says the name brand version will now be delivered to homes for $499 plus the cost of monthly telehealth services, which is about $100 a month, which is less than the cost of the drug without a discount. So how much is the drug?
Wait, so break that down, the numbers one more time.
400, this is the, wait, is this the regular cost or is this the discounted cost? Because it still sounds like a lot of money. The company says the name brand version will now be delivered to homes for $499 plus the cost of a monthly telehealth service, which is about $100 a month. So basically $600, and that's discounted?
This is per month. And does it say how many medications they're getting in that month, or it's just one?
Oh, it's just one.
It's just one for $600? Well, plus telehealth, but still.
That's the discount?
Oh, my God.
What is the regular price on this?
No kidding. And then how often do people need to take this?
How much is Wegovy?
Just that alone sounds expensive.
Without insurance. Let's see here. $490. Wait, is that a, that does not sound like it was a discount.
It sounds
No, without insurance, Wegovy can cost around $1,350 or more for a 28-day supply.
Okay, so it sounds like they have to take it every day.
But yeah, but that is crazy. So yeah, that is quite a discount. It's more than half.
Kidding me. That's still a lot of money.
Why is it so expensive? That is just crazy to me.
Is it because maybe it's kind of newer to us? Like, I didn't know much about it.
I think, is it, how new is it? Because I know my aunt, she has been on Ozempic for years, but she got it because she's diabetic. And so that was, you know, that was before anyone knew that you lost weight on it. And I remember seeing her like a year after she was on it and she had lost a lot of weight. And I was just like, wow, you know, you look really fit. And she's like, oh, thanks. And it was all because of her Ozempic, but she wasn't taking, nobody really realized that you could use Ozempic for weight loss at that point.
Gotcha.
Let's talk to Anonymous. Anonymous, you take Wegovy. Talk to us about the prices here. Is $499 a month a discount on Wegovy?
Absolutely. It's about $1,600 a month if you
$1,600 a month.
A week. Yeah.
Well, once a week. It's not daily.
No.
Okay, so do you, not trying to get too personal, please don't answer if you don't want to, but like, do you get help from insurance or are you paying $1,600 a month out of pocket?
I have chosen actually to go through the compounded route after I started taking it and found out the cost difference.
And what's the cost difference?
So I pay $400 a month, but I also have to travel to Utah to pick it up.
Oh my goodness.
On top of going there. Oh my God.
Wow. But tell us the benefits that you've experienced.
So my A1C went from 5.9 down to 5.3. My weight has gone 43 pounds in the last 7 months.
Wow.
And how do you feel?
I feel really good. The only thing that I have found is that I need to take vitamin
B12. B12?
Oh, every day?
For energy?
Yeah.
Does it make you kind of tired?
Well, it's because it gives the satiation where you don't feel hungry. And sometimes you forget to eat.
It turns food into energy, B12. So that makes sense.
That gets that little extra kick. Hey, thanks for the little lesson on that.
No kidding.
Had no idea it was that expensive. All right. Finally, this morning, a new study out in Current Psychology shows that your emoji habits might be a window into your soul and not necessarily the pretty part of your soul. Researchers surveyed undergrads, they're mostly like 20 years old, and they asked them how often they used 40 common symbols in texts and social media posts. And for guys, heavy emoji use revealed manipulative behavior.
No.
And emotional roller coaster vibes.
What?
Yes. Now, ladies are not off the hook either. Carefully thought out use of emojis correlates with their self-image and a desire to manage how others perceive them. Apparently, women want to come off as agreeable and open, so they throw in a bunch of emojis in a text or a social media post so that they look that way.
Well, I'm looking back at our conversations between you and I. We really don't do many emojis.
No, we don't. Mm. I do a lot of the, I did a Target yesterday for something. You did the talk emoji. I do the skull emoji.
What's your favorite emoji, though?
The skull emoji. I love the skull emoji.
My favorite emoji is the face when the tongue is out to the side.
That totally like reminds me of you. That fits you to a T.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Let's go, Juan. How you doing this morning?
Well, I'm good, Mercedes. How are you?
Good. You are caller 20, and you are up for Beat Mercedes here. A $650 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers, is up for grabs. You pretty good at this game?
Honestly, I beat you all the time, and this time I'm finally getting through, and now I'm nervous.
Oh, no, don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. Like, seriously, the only time I want to lose is on this game, so let's do it. I'm going to leave the studio. You are going to try to guess that song as fast as possible. I love that you beat me all the time. Maybe today's the day, Juan, okay?
We'll see.
Okay, good luck.
Bye, Mercedes. All right, she's leaving the studio. Juan, this is how the game works for Beat Mercedes. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song, but once you know the correct artist and title, shout out, got it, we stop the song, we stop the clock, and within 5 seconds you say, got it, we got to get something, no hemming and hawing, okay?
Got it.
All right, the next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Got it.
What you got?
Selena, Dreaming of You.
What'd you say one more time?
Selena, Dreaming of You.
Okay, we're bringing Mercedes in. Mercedes. All right, Juan, you have your kids, Ruel and Ryel, in the car. Where do they go to school at?
They go to school at SLAM.
Oh, nice. We love SLAM. Okay, Mercedes is back. I'm putting you on hold, Juan.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back. Hold on.
I got adjusted here. I just unplugged myself. All right.
Take your time.
Okay, I know. All right, here we go.
All right. The next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Got it.
Oh, my God.
You've got
Selena, Dreaming of You.
Jesus. I think that was the fastest you ever done.
That was fast because I came with my guns blazing because I was out there for 15 seconds. I was not out there very long.
And you knew, huh?
I just knew either he got it wrong fast or he got it right fast.
Well, guess what? You guys were both right.
Okay.
But you were faster by 0.6 and he was 2.2.
Oh, I'm sorry. Selena has my heart.
Oh my gosh. I'm glad you both got this song. This is the music of my people. Mi gente.
Yes.
Ramon would have never let us live it down, Juan, if we didn't get it.
No kidding.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Juan, and to lose by that little, but on a song so great. And that's the best part of this. It, no matter who wins, we get to play this song. So that means we now have a $675 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. We'll have another chance for you to win tomorrow morning, same time, 7 o'clock. Right now, though, it's Selena. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Okay, picture this. You are running late for dinner. You're starving. Your outfit is fire. You do not trust valet, like, at all. So what do you do? Do you hand over the keys and pray for the best? Or do you, like, circle the block 15 times until you find a spot, even if it's in, like, the next zip code? What is your take? I use valet a lot when I go places. My biggest complaint is that you have to pay to valet at most places now. I can't stand that. I'd rather give that money directly to the valet person and know that they're getting it. But you really know that the casino's getting it.
Oh yeah,
you know, so you have to you got a tip on top of that.
Oh yeah, I trust valet with my heart, but when my sister-in-law's in town, she does not trust valet. And I don't know if she just doesn't trust valet, or she just doesn't want to pay for it, and she'd rather circle the block 20 times to find a parking spot.
Yeah, it's one of those things. And Mandy is on the phone, because Mandy, you got into a full-on argument with your husband over this exact thing. What happened?
Well, yeah, I need to know if I'm totally out of line here, or if anyone else feels the same way I do, because these girls are full on fight with my husband the other night, actually. The thing is, we were running late to dinner, like really late, and my husband wanted to valet the car so we could just get in there and not miss a reservation, right?
Okay.
But I was like, absolutely not. I've never valet. I just don't trust it. Like, I've heard way too many stories about valet drivers doing sketchy things like joyrides, messing with your settings, even stealing stuff. So, I mean, this is my car. It's a BMW SUV, not exactly something I want to stretch or, you know, hopping into, taking for a spin around the block.
Is that something that has happened to you, like, personally, or you've just heard about these things?
I've heard.
Okay.
I've heard many stories.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your
husband was so
He was annoyed with you?
Oh, yes. And he kept saying, it's fine, it's just valet, they're professionals. And I was like, I don't care. I would rather walk a mile than hand my keys to someone I don't know. You know, like, it's... So we parked in a garage 3 blocks away and speed walked to the restaurant. And yes, we were late. And we fought all through appetizers. But I'm really wrong for not trusting the valet. Doesn't anyone else feel the same way I do? I
trust valet. I've never had an issue. And yes, we've all heard stories, but unless it's happened directly to someone I know, they've all just been stories.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I said, I use it a lot. Not happy about the extra charge now, so I don't use it as often as I used to. But I mean, what do you guys think? Mandy, hang on. We're getting some calls here. 702-364-9400. Are you team valet or are you team I'll walk, I don't trust strangers? 702-364-9400. Let's talk to Lauren. Hey, Lauren, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, good morning. I got to jump in on this because I am 100% with her. I do not trust valet drivers either. Like, no offense, but I've seen how some of them, like, whip those cars around like they're in the Fast and Furious movie. And one time, no, seriously, and one time I watched a valet peel out someone's Porsche. Like, it was like, he was auditioning for a stunt show.
Oh my gosh.
And And I, since then, I'm just like, nope, not with my car. I drive an Audi and I work hard for it. And I'm not about to let some 19-year-old little thing joyride.
in it while I'm eating dinner, you know?
I am really, really surprised at that, the passion that people have against valet. Lauren, thank you so much for calling. Ramon, I'm going to come and talk to you in just a second because I know you used to drive valet. So I want to see if that is something that you would agree with. Tisha is a valet driver. Good morning, Tisha. What do you think of this? People not trusting valet. How does that make you feel?
It's not the first time I've heard it, but what they have to remember is, especially for the strip hotels that have been around for a long time, a lot of those people have been there, like, this is my 25th year doing valet. So most of the people are older. It's not that they don't have younger kids that work time to time, but also, and not that I agree with the paid parking, but because of it, they put in camera systems. So if we park your car, it gets six pictures of your car around the car before we even enter the garage. And it's totally safe. And it's actually safer than parking your car in self-parking because then it's covered by the hotel.
Oh, that's something to think about.
Yeah.
Tisha, did you find that your tips went down when they started charging for valet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, because we don't get a cut of any of that.
Is there any way that we could do any, like, hey, it's $40 to valet park. How about I just give you the $40 and then you don't charge me for parking? Because that...
No.
Oh, no. Man, I'd rather you get the money than the hotel get the money.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tisha. Okay, Ramon, did you ever take a car for a joyride or anything like that?
I have.
What? Yeah. I was expecting him to be like, Tisha, like, no, this is not true. You actually have.
I have, but it's rare. The thing she hears, it doesn't happen often. It's one of those things where, like, when she went to go self-park, she could have got hit. Parked cars get hit all the time. Her car could have gotten stolen into. It's one of those things where it happens. Yes, unfortunately, the cars do get damaged, but it's rare. It doesn't happen all the time. And a lot of time, they're just, like you said, they're just stories. It doesn't happen often.
When you were a valet driver, did you ever hit a car when you were driving it?
No, I backed into the garage wall.
Ooh.
Did you tell?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I told... supervisors didn't get that angry because it's insured. You're the hotel has insurance. They send you to get drug tested. You know, I passed, so all good. And I didn't get fired, like I said. But my best advice would be to tip in and then tip out. Tip when you get there and tip when you leave.
That's but you know it's bad though if you are refusing to valet, but yet you have to Uber from your car to the hotel because you're that far away.
Yeah, valet is about conveniency, right? Yeah. It's right at the main entrance. I'd rather do that than the three blocks. There's no way.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm parking in the front, yeah.
Oh, Mandy, I'm sorry you got in a fight with that, with your husband over that. But yeah, I think by the time you find parking, dinner's over, restaurant closes, they're going to file like a missing persons report trying to find you. Like,
just bring that cash, baby girl.
Exactly.
Just do it.
Let's do this. It is time to win with the Mega Minute. Your tickets right now to see Post Malone. Coming to Allegiant Stadium this Saturday night, special guest Jelly Roll. And these tickets are yours right now when you conquer the Mega Minute. You get 60 seconds to answer 10 trivia questions. You get them all correct in that time. These tickets are yours. Who's ready to play? 702-364-9400.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
All right, we have our contestant. It is Michelle. Michelle, good morning.
Hi, Mercedes.
Hi, is this Michelle, my friend Michelle?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I right away recognize your voice. How awesome. Are the kids in the car with you this morning?
Carter's in the car with me. The other three kids are on the way to their school, though.
Oh, my gosh. That is awesome. Well, I'm so glad you guys got through. Michelle, up for grabs. You know what we've got, right?
Yes, I do.
Post Malone tickets and Jelly Roll. You're going to go when you conquer the Mega Minute. It's 60 seconds, 10 questions. By the way, hi, Carter.
Hi.
So if either one of you know the answer to one of these questions, make sure you shout it out, okay?
Okay.
Right. We love Michelle. She's a really good friend of the show.
I think that's pretty funny. She got through.
Me too. Okay, Michelle, this is how the game works. If you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the 60 seconds for the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Which boy band sings the song, It's Gonna Be Me?
Justin Timberlake.
That's NSYNC.
Yes. Name one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Michelangelo.
Yes. Kettle One is a brand of what kind of alcohol?
Vodka.
Yes. In what sport is a cue stick used?
Pool.
Yes. Benedict Cumberbatch plays which Marvel superhero?
No idea. Pass.
If it's 3:30, what time is it?
3:30.
Yes. What Mexican holiday is celebrated on May 5th?
Cinco de Mayo.
Yes. What brand slogan is the snack that smiles back?
Pass.
The kiwi is a flightless bird native to what country?
Australia.
No, the Dalmatian dog is often... Yes, the Dalmatian dog is often associated with what profession?
Firefighters.
Yes, Benedict Cumberbatch plays which Marvel super... Yes!
Yes! Yes! Goldfish crackers!
Oh, my...
No! We hit the buzzer.
I'm sorry!
It hurts my heart.
It hurts my heart even more because when I see Michelle next time, she's never going to let me live this
No, down. She ain't. She goes, next time, you're not. Dinner is now on you, Mercedes, see Michelle.
It's going to hurt more with Carter. Carter's a sweetie pie. Yeah. I'm so sorry. You guys, that means, you were on the verge of conquering the Mega Minute, but that means caller 20 right now. You get the tickets. Oh, 702-36.
Wait, you got to take her to Post Malone now. How are you going to get a ticket?
Hey, I'm not going to Post Malone. Caller 20 gets him, 702-364-9400.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
The tariffs are prompting an association to suggest parents buy toys for Christmas very soon. The CEO of the Toy Association just told the New York Times earlier this week that because of the tariffs, the industry is facing a frozen supply chain that is putting Christmas at risk. Yesterday, it even appeared that the president acknowledged that. He told reporters after a cabinet meeting, maybe the children will have $2 instead of $30, and maybe the $2 will cost a couple of bucks more. China produces 80% of toys sold in the U.S. and 90% of all Christmas goods.
No, we got to tell Santa. Santa's got to get on it.
You got to start working, Santa. You need to help us with this toy shortage because the parents aren't going to deliver this year.
Get the elves to work now.
This is some sad news, but perhaps a hopeful news. The singer Michael Bolton, his brain cancer treatments have impacted his short-term memory, his speech, his mobility. He was diagnosed with an aggressive glioblastoma back in December of 2023 when he had emergency surgery. And he just had a second surgery this year, finished radiation and chemotherapy. And his latest brain scan last month came back clear. So some hopeful news there. He says he has them done every few months since the recurrence rate is about 90%. One thing that's interesting that a lot of people are saying, like, this is the way to live, and others are saying that sometimes ignorance is not bliss. He said he did not want a prognosis from his doctors. He didn't want them to tell him, like, oh, you have X amount of time, or this is what's probably going to happen. He didn't want to hear any of it. And he just wanted to focus on his own optimism and living his life to the fullest. He says he meditates daily, golfs all the time, works out with a personal trainer, takes voice lessons still, voice therapy. And he said that the whole experience has kind of given him this heightened sense of appreciation that, you know, it's unthinkable for it to be okay and not to make the most out of your life, you know.
Is that what your dad had?
Yeah, it was the exact same kind. So, I remember when he was diagnosed, and there were two things that happened, and both of them kind of got on my nerves, I'll be honest.
Okay.
One was everyone's like, he's a fighter. This isn't going to get him down. And I feel like I know where that's coming from. It's coming from a place of love and encouragement. But then when it did get him down, what does that mean? He was not a fighter. Like, that's what I kept thinking, like, you know. And the other thing was, I already forget.
Well, I have a question. Maybe if you lost your train of thought, it'll come back after this question.
What was it?
When your dad was diagnosed with glioblastoma?
Yes.
And then how long, did they tell him how long he had, or what was that length like?
It wasn't a good prognosis, I'll tell you that much. So I appreciate the fact that he does not want to know. Because it lingers in your head that, oh, they said, you know, the rate of survival is less than 24 months. That's what it was at the time that he did it. So we always had 2 years in the back of our head. And honestly, it was like almost to the month.
What?
Yeah, it was almost to the month. So, and you reminded me of the other thing. The other thing was, when you tell people what it was, the people who have dealt with this kind of cancer before, immediately you saw the look on their face and they knew. I knew he doesn't have much time, because they didn't even offer you words of encouragement. They were basically like, enjoy this time while you have him. Like, almost like they knew that it was coming to an end. But it's like, that's the reality of it, unfortunately, if that makes any sense.
Do you think that you would take anything, like, you would go back in time and change anything when you saw your dad's, you know, symptoms or anything? Or,
well, that's a loaded question, because we knew something was wrong, and we had him go to the doctor, and the doctor said, oh, he's got depression, and gave him antidepressants. And we're like, no, we're pretty sure it's something more than that. Could you do like some sort of like a brain scan or something. Like, it's depression. And I really wish we had a different doctor that would it have changed things? I don't know. Would it have maybe given him more time? Possibly.
Yeah.
But yeah, to this day, I have such, I don't want to say hate because I don't have hate in my heart, but I have such not good feelings for that doctor,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. It was just, ugh. Well, thanks for sharing.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Let's move on to something a little lighter. And I don't know what this could be its own debate itself. Like, I'm almost tempted to save this for the first break of next hour. Because
really,
it's something the internet is talking about right now a lot. So I think what I want to do is let's play a song here.
Okay.
And we'll come back and discuss 100 men versus one gorilla and why it is going viral right now. We'll talk about that coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. You were right there all along. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. It will never cease to amaze me the things that get people riled up, the things that people will debate about. And the internet has been fighting over a very important question. And I want to ask this question to you guys here at 2-364-9400. The question is, who would win in a battle? 100 grown men or one gorilla? Now, this just started as a random post on X, and it is turned on. I mean, this is a full-on viral debate. People are choosing sides. They're creating memes. They're calculating strategies like this is the Super Bowl or something. So they asked experts because, you know, there are experts on these things.
Wow.
And I'll tell you what they said in a second. But what do you think? 100 grown men or one gorilla, who would win in a battle? 702-364-9400. What do you guys think?
There's no weapons involved. It's
no.
All just yourself.
Just yourself.
Hmm.
100 men and one gorilla.
Personally, I think 100 men. Hundreds of guys against one gorilla. I get it. One gorilla is huge. They're very strong. I would be afraid of it if I was by myself. But let's say I'm one of those 100 guys and I had 99 people behind me. I think we could take down this one gorilla.
You think that the men would win?
I think that the 100 men would win versus the one gorilla.
Okay, Ramon, as a man, what do you think? 100 men versus one gorilla, who would win?
Probably the gorilla. It's like a silverback gorilla. Those things are huge.
Do you think it could take on 100 men?
100 average men? Yes. 100 Ramones? No. Let's go.
100 Ramones. There's no way that they could be
way.
Beaten. Could you imagine?
I've been working out.
What do you guys think? You guys are texting us and you're calling 702-364-9400. Melissa says, loving the show this morning. I love this gorilla versus men debate. We all know it's going viral because it came out that a gorilla could not take on a Mexican mom. LOL. Chonklas strike again. I love it. Thanks for that. And you're 100% correct on that. Okay. So like 100 average guys fight a gorilla. Do you think that I feel like the men would also win. And the only reason is I think if you are strategic about it and you go like three men at a time, you'll wear the gorilla out.
Ooh.
You know, so first three go in, boom, 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 boom. Okay, you've had enough. You're out. Next three in, boom, 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 boom. The gorilla's going to get tired after a while, don't you think?
I love your strategy. I would think like 100 men all at once, but then thinking about tiring out the gorilla, you should really think about being in some type of strategy for war, Mercedes, going into the military.
Yeah, you just want to go. Just send in a few at a time. Derek, good morning. Gorilla versus men. What do you think?
I think the gorilla would have 99 times out of 100.
Why do you say that?
Because while the strategy is your strategy is a good idea, I think that most people are not logical like that, especially dudes. But I mean, if it was like 100, you know, big like MMA fighters or pro wrestlers or football players, maybe. But if it's just some dudes off the street, no, like
100 Ramones just randomly out there.
Dudes off the street are like, wait, I could do it. Derek, you're making me rethink a little bit. I will say you have a valid argument. Let's talk to Rebecca. In the car with your, is it your son or your daughter, Rebecca?
It's my daughter, Sloane, and she's 9 years old.
Okay, so what do you guys think? Who would win in a fight, 100 men or one gorilla?
I would think one gorilla, because a gorilla would take on one person at a time and just throw them on the ground.
That's a good argument. Oh, yeah. And also, Sloane, like, now that I think about it, have you ever seen 100 men, like, trying to work on a project together? They're not winning anything, you know? You got them arguing over strategy. Probably a few of them are filming, like, TikToks or something.
Too many chefs in the kitchen, probably.
Yeah, that's a good point. Look at Sloane being all smart and stuff. Okay, Steve is going with men on this one. Steve, why do you say men?
Because if it's 100 dudes for Kamala, it'd be the gorilla every time. But 100 real men? They take that gorilla down.
Oh, boo. We always have to bring the politics in and then make everyone, let's divide everyone up. Like, Jenny, good morning. What do you think? Is it going to be the gorilla or is it going to be the men?
Gorilla.
Why?
Because gorillas are super big.
Just make it, let's not overthink it. Right. If the guys are not super big and the gorilla is super big, there you go.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I do the 100 men win not because they're stronger, maybe because they're annoying. Think about 100 men, guys showing up in cargo shorts, trying to strategize. And one guy's like, flank left. And then someone's like, what's a flank? And then and someone's playing like Limp Bizkit on a Bluetooth speaker. Oh, the gorilla's not getting defeated. He's just going to get fed up and he's going to get out of there.
He's there for war and he doesn't care about anyone else's opinions but his own.
It's true. Oh, have fun debating this with the entire internet. I mean, it is just crazy. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning. Do you ever have one of those moments where something so random happens that you just stop and go, what? Oh my God, what are the actual chances? Because this just happened to me and it's kind of freaking me out a little bit.
Ooh.
I don't know if I've told you this, but my sister and her husband are actually thinking about moving to Vegas.
No way.
Yeah, they're it's kind of in between Vegas or Phoenix right now, and they're looking at houses in both cities, and I think they've just kind of had it with Colorado winters and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they just want to move to a warmer climate. And I live here, and then my brother-in-law, his parents live in Phoenix, so they'd be near family. So it's a win-win situation either way. So my sister she's been like Zillow scrolling and looking at houses, and she sends me listings all the time just asking me like, what's this part of town like, da, 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 da. So she sends me a house the other day. And she writes, is this a good area? And I looked at the map. I didn't look at the house. I just looked at the map and I saw where it was. And I was like, oh, yes, that is actually a good area. I know that neighborhood. My friend used to live over there before she moved to Miami. And she's like, okay, cool. So then I was like, let me look at the actual house. So I start looking at it and I'm like really looking at it. And I like zoom in on the kitchen. I'm like, why do I feel like I've had coffee in there? And I start flipping through and I see like the dining room table. And I'm like, I've literally sat at that table before. This is literally my friend's old house.
No kidding.
It's actually my friend's house that just moved to Miami. My sister sent it to me asking if that was a good neighborhood. And I'm like, what the heck? So I text her. I'm like, that's not just a house in Vegas. That's the house in Vegas. I've been to that house before. I know that house. My friend owns that house. And I think I've cried on that patio before.
No kidding. And then you might do it again. Yeah, right.
I mean, what are the odds? Out of all the houses in Vegas, my sister just happens to send me the listing for my friend's house. I mean, there's just there's no, she didn't know I had a friend that moved. She just picked that house randomly. It is so bizarre. Do you ever have you ever had a situation like that where you had to ask, like, what are the chances of that happening? Or like, the chances were one in a million that something like that could happen. 702-364-9400.
I dated a guy, and I will never forget, this is very similar stories with houses. I dated a guy and I was getting to know him, and he goes, yeah, I live in Chula Vista. I'm like, oh my God, I live in Chula Vista too. He goes, yeah, I used to live in this neighborhood and the street was called Mendocino. I'm like, oh my God, I think I grew up on that street. Like, I was 3 years old or something. He goes, yeah, we used to live there when I was around that same age. And I'm like, let me ask my mom the exact street name that I grew up on in Chula Vista. And she looked it up and she goes, it was, I don't know, 1234 Mendocino. And then I told him, I'm like, oh my God, I used to live on 1234 Mendocino. He sends me the address that he grew up on. Swear to God, it was right next door.
Oh my gosh. I thought you were going to say it's the same house, yeah. But still, next door is crazy.
So imagine growing up these parallel lives. Like, I was 3, he was 4. We were next door neighbors, let alone 20 or maybe 10, 15 years later, we were starting to date.
Wait a second. So you guys were next door neighbors, but you never played together?
No, never. And I don't
You don't play with the neighborhood kids?
No, I was an introverted little girl. I was shy when I was a kid.
What happened to you?
Right? No, so that was insane to me, thinking about growing up. And I don't even think we lived in the house that long. My mom said we were there for like 8 to 10 months.
That is so crazy. What are the chances? Valerie, did you have a situation where you thought, what are the chances of this?
Yes, this was a long time ago. I had gotten an ID, like a fake ID from someone that had left their ID at their house. And this person knew my sister and was like, hey, I bet your sister could use this. So I did use it for a long time. And I was at a strip club one night with a bunch of my friends, my sister, people that we knew. And I was talking about, yeah, I have this fake ID I've been using and it's from Alaska. It doesn't even look like me, but it works everywhere because, you know, Vegas is Vegas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this girl at the table says, no way, I'm from Alaska. I'm like, really? No way. That's so weird. She's like, let me see the ID. Let me see where it's from. It was this girl's ID.
What are the chances?
So I'm like mortified. I'm like, do you want it back? And she's like, well, no, but like, don't get in trouble with it. And I was like, how did I even get this? Like, she had left it at someone's house who gave it to my sister or something like that.
That is wild. So, I am literally speechless. Wait. You're sitting at a strip club with her.
Wait, Valerie, so yes. This was a quote-unquote fake ID, but really it was a real ID, but she lost it and ended up in your hands.
Yes, and this girl is like, you know, 5'5", brown hair. I'm like 5'9", blonde hair, but in Vegas, it just works, right? It was one of those things. I was like, I cannot even believe this is happening, but I was glad she let me keep it.
Oh my gosh, I would have asked for it back. I mean, that is hilarious. It's like you run into the actual McLovin. You're carrying his ID and you run into McLovin. That's crazy.
I'm McLovin. I'm from Hawaii.
Oh, Valerie, thanks for that. That's hilarious. Hilarious. Yeah, it's a small world. I think we're all very aware of that.
So your sister, huh? You think she's gonna move here?
I don't know. That I think it would be really cool to have family in town.
Oh my God.
I mean, that's one thing I've really missed, but we'll see. I just hope she doesn't ask me to dog sit all the time. Oh, I think that's why she's moving here. She needs a dog sitter and my mom won't do it.
And she travels a lot. I see what she's doing.
I think she's like, is this close to your house? Ooh, we'd be able to bring the dog over. And her dog sheds a lot.
Yeah.
So I don't know. How do you feel about dog sitting? You want to meet my sister?
I mean, if she could dog sit Momo, it's a trade for trade.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I'll hook it up.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Emily, you're caller 20.
Yeah. Yay! Hi!
Hi! You ready to win some Matt Rife tickets?
Yes.
Let's do it. He's going to be here at the MGM Grand Garden tomorrow night. Actually, I think he's in town already. He was at the Golden Knights game the other night, so he's like chilling here. And you're going to see him, so let's pick a category. Do you want to go with Tune Time or Barbershop?
Ooh,
Barbershop.
Barbershop. Okay, Hairstyle Appreciation Day was yesterday. So these are all things that are associated with your hair, okay?
Okay.
Associated with your hair, we just need 6 in 60 seconds and you win. You ready to do this?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Emily and Mercedes, your 60 seconds for Heads Up start now.
You use this to clean your hair. You use what?
Shampoo.
Yes. Sometimes people in a crisis cut these and they go on your... Yes. This is when you get this touched up, like when your grays start coming in.
Root.
Yes. People used to get these all the time where it smelled really bad and they'd put your hair in curlers and it made it...
Perm.
Yes. This is something, if you want to keep like the hair in place, you might use one of these black little things to like stick it in your hair.
Curler?
No. Sometimes you could use it to unlock a door too by sticking this in there.
Oh, bobby pin.
Yes. This is, you don't want curly hair, so you might use one of these to make sure it's not curly. It's it's hot. It's really hot. And
crimper?
Not a crimper because it doesn't crimp your hair. It
strainer.
Yes, a strainer. Woo! Emily, you got it. Congratulations.
My heart is racing right now.
Oh, man. Mine is too, but it didn't. I mean, no need for it. You had it with ease and time to spare, and now you're going to see Matt Rife coming to town tomorrow night. If you have been wanting these tickets, we've had a lot of people asking, like, do you have these all week long? Yes, we'll have another pair for you tomorrow morning with Heads Up.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right. So Knights in are having a moment. Americans are twice as likely to favor hosting guests at home rather than going out. That's according to a new survey that finds it. Of those that have a preference, 72% of people say they'd rather stay in with friends whenever possible, with only 28% of people preferring a night out.
Oh my God, this is my life. I love staying in sometimes. And I thought about this because my husband and I's birthdays are coming up and we really wanted to do things with friends. And I wish we could do something at the house or our little apartment, but we just don't have enough room.
Yeah.
So we're going out.
Well, and you're going out in a way that's cool where you're still going to have some privacy.
Yes.
You know,
karaoke. We rented a little room where there's like 10 to 12 of us. And honestly, I prefer that than like a big club or a bar nowadays. Yeah.
You can't talk and laugh. It's just like so loud. Ramon, are you a go out person or a stay in person?
Come on now, stay in. I hate going out.
At first I thought you were going to say go out.
I know, I thought so too.
I never see you go out unless it's to the Raiders games.
That's it. And it takes me a week to recover.
He'll go out if it's 100 Ramones fighting one gorilla. That's when he'll go out because he works out.
That's right.
Also this morning, so a major new study found that even a small increase in sleep, just 15 extra minutes, can significantly improve teens' brains development and cognitive performance. Teens who went to bed earlier and got slightly more rest performed better on problem solving and reading tests, and they showed healthier brain structure on MRI scans. This data shows that how much just little small improvements in sleep can help with supporting mental sharpness and long-term brain health. I feel like all teens want to do is sleep, you know, and my daughters love to sleep and I was the same way. And now I get up so early. My mom always makes fun of me. She's like, I would have never guessed you would be a person who got up at 3:30 in the morning, because usually you would stay up till 3:30 in the morning and then sleep until 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Same. I mean, on weekends, 12 p.m. I'd wake up. Sometimes if I had even late nights, like if I went to bed at 5 a.m., I'd get up at like 1 p.m., no shame.
Yeah. It's, and now I think about that, I'm like, oh my gosh, I wasted the whole day.
You wasted the day, not the whole day, like all of it, yes.
All right, finally this morning, there's something very memorable about a singer who only needs to go by one name. So Ranker.com has people voting for their favorite one-name singer. Who is the best singer that only goes by one name? What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. You get to pick one of all the singers. Who do you think is the best that only goes by one name?
Easy. Beyonce.
Beyonce. You're going to hate this, but she didn't even make the top 10.
I'm not surprised.
I am rioting. You're telling me she didn't make the top 10?
She is not even in the top 10.
Ramon said that makes sense. What
yeah,
do you
it does.
Mean?
I'm down to either Madonna or Cher.
Okay, well, let's see. Cher and Madonna. Madonna came in at number 5. Okay.
Okay.
And Cher, she is just ahead of Madonna at number 4.
Kidding me.
So there's 3 more artists that got better. I was looking at this list, and I was thinking like Adele. I think Adele. I'm going based on like talent,
yes,
and her having one name. I thought for sure, like, it's got to be Adele. She was number 3 on the list.
Okay, that's much higher than I thought. I thought you were going to say like number 9.
No.
Or 10.
Oh, so you think Adele should have been lower?
I mean, Beyonce didn't make the list. I don't care about this list at all.
Oh, man. Okay, so coming in at number 2 on this list. Prince.
Yeah.
Well deserved, right?
I think so.
Like, who in the world could be number 1? Is it Eminem? No.
He's a rapper.
He was number 6.
Wait, you're telling me Eminem made the list and Beyonce didn't?
Yes.
I'm done with this. I'm mad. I'm so upset.
Let's see. Who else? Selena. We just talked about her this morning. She's not in the top 10. I don't agree with that.
Me neither.
Your number 1 artist that goes by one name is Elvis.
Yeah. I can see number 1 being Elvis.
I feel like I feel like he kind of cheated that one, because a lot of people refer to him as Elvis Presley. Like, of course, if you know who, you know, when I say Elvis, you know who I'm talking about, but a lot of people still use his first and last name.
Yeah.
With Beyonce, we don't typically call her Beyonce Knowles. I know she does have a last name, but who are we missing from that list, do you think?
I would say definitely missing Rihanna.
Rihanna? Yeah, that's a good one, too. We're getting a bunch of texts. Drake. Sinatra. Do we call him Sinatra?
No, I call him Frank Sinatra.
Yeah. But... Good artist, nonetheless. We're getting so many Madonnas. Madonna should be number 1. Good, leave Beyonce off this list.
This is not me.
This is not me. I'm reading some of the text.
I'm texting you back.
This one says, I think Adele needs to be off of that list. She annoys me. Okay, wow. See, we're getting some haters here. You know a list is good when you get some haters on the list, right?
Yeah.
It's Mix 94.1. I want to be next to you. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I feel like this is one of those situations where it's lose-lose. It's rarely a win-win situation. And that is when you loan money to friends. So, Ramon, what's going on?
So, usually every summer, we usually catch an Aviators game or an Aces game. We all get together, like me, my wife, my son, and my sisters. And no different this year. We're doing an Aces game together. And usually I'm the one that books the game tickets.
Well,
and
which game are you going to, first of all?
They play the Valkyrie July 12th.
Oh, man.
Nice.
K-Martin,
correct, yes.
Wow.
Okay, go ahead.
So two of my sisters are like, Giselle. I'm like, of course, it's 2025. One of my sisters has cash. She's like, can I just give you cash? You know, I don't like having cash. Oh, that's fine. I'll take it. I see her, you know, about once or twice a month. So I'll get it eventually. I see her, I'm like, hey, and then I'm thinking, like, should I bring it up? Because I hate bringing it up. I find it so awkward, and it gets me mad because I shouldn't feel awkward. You should feel awkward. You owe me money.
When someone owes you money, but they don't bring it up, and they don't say anything, and it's up to you now to get your money back.
I hate it. I have hate in my heart. I hate it. So we're sitting there, and I'm the whole time, I'm like anxious, sweating. Should I bring it up? She hasn't brought it up. Should I bring it up? So I finally bring it up. And she says, you know, quote unquote, I'm doing air quotes with my fingers. Oh, I forgot it. I'm like, that's fine. Whatever. I'll see you again eventually. I see her again. Well, it's come to the day where I see her again. And so that whole day, that whole morning, I'm like, should I text her? Oh, I don't know. I just feel...
Why do you feel bad for asking for your own money back?
I don't know. It's just... I guess it's built like
no,
that.
No, and I get that because I feel the same way. It's like you're the bad guy now for wanting back what you,
yes,
what you gave to someone to use temporarily.
And now it's two times. I'm asking for it two times. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to... I'd rather do it over text than in person. So I text her, and she gets mad at me, like, yes, I got your money. Why are you bothering me about it? Oh, come on, man.
And that's your sister, you know? And it's like that dynamic between brother and sister. Yeah. I get it. Maybe it's like annoying, like, yeah, I got it. I'll get you the money. But at the same time, she owes you money, and you probably need that cash. You know what I mean?
So that's why I never try to ask for money or get, you know, or because if I owe somebody money, I'm paying it ASAP.
Yeah, I don't loan money anymore. I've been burned so many times with that. I remember a friend of mine asked for some cash because she was having trouble paying her bills. And of course, I was like, yeah, absolutely. She's like, I'll pay you back next month, I promise. And I was like, okay. So the next month came and went, nothing. I didn't ask for, you know, but nothing. Matt and I went to a movie one day at a casino. We're walking through the casino, literally see her gambling on a slot machine.
Oh, the worst.
I'm like, wow, okay.
Did you confront her when you saw her?
I was like, hey. And she looked at me and she was like, hey. And I'm like, how's it going? Are you winning anything? And she's like, oh, no. And we're both looking at each other. And I wasn't going to be like, well, pay me back, you know. And she never said a word. I never got my money back. And that's when I decided, you know what? It's not a loan. It's a farewell ceremony when you give out money because, you know, I just say goodbye. Goodbye, $100. You were fun while you lasted. Yeah. I'll never see you again.
And you can't help but assume that she gambled that money and she lost
it. Oh, I know she did. I know she did. And that's what makes me wonder if she needed the money for bills because she was gambling. And I think it may have been a bigger issue. But I don't want to be a debt collector. That's not my job. You know, I don't want to send follow-up texts like I'm the bank trying to get their money. It's not fair to me.
So now with your sister, has she paid you back?
Yeah, I finally got it back.
I was going to say, get that interest in. Pay that interest.
After that text message. The worst ones are, what's that one saying? Hey, as long as I owe you money, you never broke.
This is very true. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.